The most common non-communicable diseases that we work with are cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and lung disease. So we collect information on the various risk factors which are related to these diseases. And WHO's role is to help governments do these national surveys, which then provide that valuable data. Bloomberg Initiative Data for Health is a project aimed at getting good quality data for action from select countries. If you want to work on any problems, you have to know what is the extent of the problem. So that is where data becomes very crucial.
Could you give me maybe one example of a country that is missing data and how that impacts the way we deal with health situations there?
We have Zambia and we also have Morocco. They both haven't done a national survey on the most common risk factors for non-communicable diseases. As a result, they won't know what is the prevalence of the most common risk factors, such as tobacco, unhealthy diet, physical inactivity, and the other risk factors which are responsible for non-communicable diseases. For example, once Zambia does their survey, they would have all this information, and Zambia is planning to revise their national strategic plan, which gives the government a roadmap on how to take action for these conditions.
How is that going to help them out?
Once they have that information, they can evaluate their existing programs, or if they find there aren't any programs, then they can implement those programs.
And how are this information going to be shared? Is it only between WHO and the said country, or is it open to everyone?
The information that we collect is open to everyone at the country level. The owner of the data is the country themselves. And after the country does their survey, we actually invite them and we help them do trainings with them on data to action, in which they look at the data, what it's telling them based on what they've done before, and come up with action plans. Some of this information also feeds into them meeting up the sustainable development goals.
So will the international community be aware of the results and be able to compare how a country is doing in comparison to others?
Absolutely. So the surveys that the World Health Organization does are called the WHO Stepwise Approach to NCD Surveillance. It's a very standard protocol that we use across all the countries. So the data is comparable in the same country for multiple rounds. For example, if the country does another survey a few years later, and at the same time, it's comparable to all the other countries in the region and globally.
How is the data going to be collected? What is necessary to obtain this information?
These surveys are done mostly at a national level with the Ministry of Health and the World Health Organization. We develop a core technical group for each country, which then plans the survey and implements it in the field. We interview adults, mostly 18 to 69-year-old, in their houses. We also do some physical measurements, such as their height, weight, blood pressure. And in most countries, we will also measure their blood glucose and blood cholesterol to see if they are at a risk for developing a non-communicable disease or if they may already have one. We do it in a very tech-savvy way. We are using Android tablets to do an electronic data collection, which decreases the time that you need for the data entry, and it actually reduces a lot of errors that could be made in the traditional paper-based surveys.
Are there some obstacles that you will have to overcome?
The biggest challenge is finding the right time to do the survey. In both in Morocco and Zambia, it's the election year, to find an appropriate time to do the surveys is what it is. But the both countries are very committed. We have very good teams on board who really want to see this data come through. Morocco is all set to go into the field in October after they finish with their elections. And with Zambia, we are also looking at later part of the year or early next year, again, depending on their schedule.
So, what is the expected outcome of the project? Do you already foresee some results?
NCDs cause a lot of deaths. There are almost 16 million premature deaths every year. Most of them, in fact, happen in the developing countries. So this helps us fight those diseases. And these are not just health issues. They're linked with development. They're linked with poverty. It's a crucial area of work, and we are looking forward to having that data in hand to help governments meet their goals.